Welcome to the good stuff.
And there's going to be a mass drop off.
Okay, I think we're going and we should...
Because it's going to be so hard to get a gig. Like, even, like, I will struggle to get a gig in that first month.
Did you just ask Jenny if he would have started stand-up if he hadn't done it previously during the coronavirus lockdown?
Like, your first gig. Someone's done their first gig on Zoom, probably.
That is absolute insanity.
I don't think so.
I think for sure. There'd be some plucky... It'd be a nice way to ease your way into it.
I suppose, and I suppose people during lockdown are trying to get, like, enthused about new hobbies, so stand-up would be maybe one. But
it's not a quarantine hobby, stand-up.
No?
It's more homely things like cooking, gardening, stand-up.
What have you been doing? Perform. You've been landscaping a bit.
I've been landscaping. I've been doing the backyard, you know.
Yeah.
Things like that.
And you...
Seasoning cast iron.
You bought a wheelbarrow, is that correct?
Hang on, I'm not across this. You've been gardening. That's fun.
A little bit. It's kind of like started and forget it.
That's how you know that someone's actually into something, though, is if they start being humble about it. Because at the moment, I'm not worried about being humble about gardening at all. I'm like, it's funny to be like, I'm fucking sick at gardening. I'm the best gardener. But as soon as you get a bit good, you're like, no, you've got to be actually humble because the good gardeners, you've got to show respect.
Yeah, I'm worried that the guys in my gardening community are listening. It's like, he's not that good.
Like, what exactly. What he's immediately bringing it up.
He's a level 3 green finger.
Exactly.
Costa's a big listener.
You know what happened with me, like along those lines, is I went fishing once and I was doing like fishing gags to my friend who fishes all the time. And
what's
when
a fishing gag? Could you do an example, please?
Well, my big one that I thought was like classic is because I caught something like a minute in because we were in like a popular
like a brim,
fish area.
A snapper?
Oh, I couldn't tell you, mate. I'm not a fisherman. That's the problem. But it was small, but... I was still pretty stoked. And then I started talking about how easy it was. I'm like, oh, everyone talks about, you know, it's being, you got to wait for hours. It's fucking easy for me. But then I caught another one and it was clearly like very small just from the field. But I like really hammed it up as if it was huge.
Oh, it's a physical gap.
Totally. And in my mind, that's like, I'm like, this is good fishing stuff. But like my fisherman, well, it's not even a fisherman. He's just like done it a bunch. He was just like not having it, not even a smile. He's like, mate, everyone does that.
Oh.
That is like level 1 fishing humor. And I'm like, oh,
but surely you're coming from another angle. Like they're doing it authentically and you're doing it ironically.
Yeah. You're doing it. You're subverting it.
Or you weren't even being ironic.
Oh, I mean, that's given me a lot of credit. What do you mean irony? I mean, yeah. I kind of, I suppose, was doing it in a way where I knew it was silly. But I don't think
you just
the guy's
wanted a laugh.
It. Yeah.
You were casting
in
a net. Any joke that would land, you were hoping it would get caught in
not
the net.
Not a net, it was a fishing rod.
Do you think, can I have that when comedy comes back?
You want that joke?
Oh, no.
Sure, dude, yeah. I just told you that no one wanted it. Everybody booed, and you're like, oh, please. I'm not going to get booked
I want to do the act out on stage with the mic stand as the fishing rod leaning back pretending to reel a fish in. That's funny.
I haven't
funny.
Seen anyone use the mic stand as a fishing rod.
Imagine fly fishing with the mic stand. That's funny.
Now imagine actually doing a building a fishing rod out of the mic stand.
That was a physical act out.
He was doing physical actions when he did it.
This is crazy. Is this your first time recording in the Commons?
This is the... Mm-hmm. So we're in like a good studio.
We'll also ask the questions.
Oh. No, if anything comes to mind, I feel like feel free to...
I mean, we've got enough. We've got enough to get us through questions.
Oh, yeah?
I prepared lots of questions on the drive over just in case.
What have you got? Okay, fine. What have you got? That's the first one, obviously.
The Commons question. I prepared a gag for it.
Oh, yeah?
I shouldn't have said that.
What's the gag?
It's more conversational.
No, I will.
I mean,
the Commons
pretty much got... It's a dangerous place to be. The Commons has pretty much got corona spreading in the name.
Oh, yeah.
That is actually level 1 Commons humour, and you wouldn't know that. As a first visitor... It's actually very basic humour during this
Everyone
time.
Everyone walks in the door at the moment and says that. Or on a Zoom thing in the Commons.
Yeah.
No,
probably.
No, that's the point of the joke.
As in you have to say it.
Yeah, that's what you say.
Oh, okay.
What happened just then?
What are some of your questions?
What happened?
I don't know, but a vibe started and we went with it.
I hate that vibe.
We haven't hung out in so long.
That vibe was awful.
Yeah. No, that's no good.
No, that was terrible. That was like an IRL Zoom freeze.
Because I'm so used to having the Zoom tempo.
I'm like, I expected in real life some text to pop up saying your connection's unstable.
Yeah. When you're bombing on the Zoom and you're blaming the internet, you're like, nah, you're coming through loud and clear, man. There's no problem. I think it was a bit exacerbated as well by the fact that we're all wearing headphones. So the silence really cuts through. Like, I can imagine being you in that.
I was confused. I thought I said something that I didn't say.
And I think that's what the joke, it was quite clear that you were wondering what was wrong very quickly.
I was terrified.
Well, I just didn't pay enough attention to what you had said, and it was probably more complex than it had to be, what you were saying.
Oh, okay. I was just trying to ride, you know. I was just jumping on the back. But obviously
Jumping on the back throws off the balance.
Yeah.
Skateboard, for example.
Totally. I hit the back kick bit and it flipped.
So like a kick flip?
No, because it's happening
again. That was almost fun there.
It's happening again. Your connection's unstable. anyway, look, I don't have many questions for Chenny.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't have any particular questions either. What were your questions? I feel like we've framed it as if it's...
That
like,
it's going to be a tell-all interview.
Exactly.
I feel like I had so many coming over. Like, I had that commons thing that I was thinking about, but I forgot them all. I should have written them down.
Oh, do you... Here's a question. Do you have the app?
The COVID safe.
Nah, Headspace. We're worried about you, mate.
Cool, that's 30 seconds of chat.
I was talking to someone who had a glass eye yesterday.
Yeah.
This is not really a joke. I think it's funny that they still do glass eyes.
In person or on Zoom?
No, in person.
Yeah. I mean, you're not Zooming someone with a glass eye.
I call the camera the glass eye.
He was just doing a vlog. I met someone with a glass eye.
But it is a weird thing to have a glass. It seems like it's one step up from like.
Not having.
Well, it seems like it's just one, like in terms of medicine, the option is like you can have a glass of.
I don't think it's medicine.
Well, no, it's like one step, to me, it's like one step above like being like your leg's broken, we're just going to saw it off.
Oh, absolutely. Well, it's gone. Yeah, I don't think there's any functionality to it unless there's some sort of like, assistance to like the bones around your eye or something, having something in there that could be part of it. I don't know enough about but I've always thought of glass eyes as being purely cosmetic. And I agree with you that you're hurting more than you are helping. I'd prefer an eye patch or just a bit of a fucked eye so I know something's wrong as opposed to something that's like, it's almost like the uncanny valley. If it's too close to something that's real, you're like, hey, mate, and then double take and you're like, oh.
Yeah.
And for a sec, you think something's gone wildly wrong as opposed to like.
I think an eye patch would be awesome.
Oh, I don't know. I think it's one of those things. It's almost similar to... your last name, I mean, my last name is Cashman, which means that I've had to endure jokes.
Okay.
The guy who's bringing every chat back to his last name. So I don't know if you know the Cash. Yeah, we're talking about eye patches, dude.
Cashman. Dumb Cashman. Some dumb.
You didn't say it was Cashman. Like Cashman.
Yeah, I'm Jamaican Cashman. Point is... I said it like that because that's like the joke people make is like they refer to what those words mean as opposed to it being my name. They're like, oh, a cash man, ha, ha, ha. And I've had to endure jokes like that my whole life to the point where it's a little bit boring. Like,
I don't think it would ever get boring. Well, you with a great last name like
you
that.
You just haven't lived a life of like receiving jokes from every time you say your name to someone, there's a little joke. Like
level
at the bank.
Level one cash man joke.
It's level one cash man. And sometimes you get a level three and you're like, actually, all,
what's
res- level? All respect, level three. Man.
What's like the bet, like last Cashman joke that surprised you?
I don't remember them, to be honest. It's more like a visceral.
You to do the gags, this app.
Oh, totally. Yeah. Like now, I was just again talking about how sick of these jokes I am, and now I've got to like do one to the stoniest.
What about if you went to get like a job at like Macquarie Bank or something?
Oh, that would help.
They would see your name and be like, he fits the family.
Well, that's another problem though, because now I'm reflecting on it. So first of all, bad jokes. I mean, the classics are just like, oh, you got some cash, man.
I mean, but you
that's level 100.
But can I say, your often in comedy, your first thought is correct.
Yeah. Oi, and can I say, those people themselves, like, I'm bored, but they're fucking chuffed when they say it. Like, everyone has, like, a real glint in their eye, like they've really stumbled upon something fantastic.
Yeah, so yeah, yeah.
It is probably good.
Well, I mean, if you had never met you or knew anyone was ever called Cashman and you met you, you would be like, it's money bags. You'd be so happy.
Totally. Particularly if the interaction you're involved in has anything to do with money, then people really go wild because then they're like looking at the, like the guy at the bank, for example. I remember when I was like 13, he was like, I went to deposit something, went back when you kind of gave it to a teller sometimes. I think it was a check. Mm. And he went, looked at the check. Looked at me, he's like, looked like around at the bank and like
most exciting thing happened to him.
Like, yeah, but already I'm thinking about it, 13.
Like, he's still telling people when he's training them to be a teller. He's like, one day I was in here and a guy came in to get money. I guess what his bloody last name was.
Jones?
No, it wasn't ATM. It was Cashman, but that's kind of similar.
Yet someone always jumps in before being like, was it ATM? Well, no, but I mean, I suppose it was similar. You fucked it.
Like, unless ATM, that's not acronyms even acronyms aren't really last names anyway.
Unless you're Grimes.
Exactly. I mean, that's more than an acronym.
Yeah, yeah.
That reminded me, that name, of a like the rules on the side of the box of a puzzle that had gone horribly wrong. Because, you know, it's often like 1 to 12. But instead it was like, to 12. Maybe like the person who'd come up with the puzzle, they got asked across the office, like, what's the age?
Are we talking about the name of the kid?
Yeah, the name of the kid.
How would you pronounce it?
So what is it? It's X and then AE and then
12.
Which is like an E.
Something 12.
A12.
A12? Yeah. Xa12. It's actually easy. People have been whinging about it as if it's like crazy to pronounce. It's like they're all.
There's no way in the world you pronounce 12 as a number.
Why not? It's a number.
12?
Yeah, man.
12?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's a number, man.
Okay. Fuck, yeah. It's actually one of the fucking classics. It's actually like a level 12 number.
Dude, I'm still.
So level one, you've got one.
I'm sub five. I'm still sub five. No, but I saw it and I was just like, yuck. Like, I didn't want to even bother with trying to pronounce it. I was like, this is ridiculous. Kind of the way whoever their grandparents are would have received it. When Elon's like, yeah, the name's ZAR12. That would have been like, this is actually fucking ridiculous.
I don't know. I feel like it could go the other way because I feel like Grimes' grandparents are probably already, like, originally, like, oh, she's too.
Yeah, she's called Grimes.
Yeah.
They're prouder than ever.
Yeah, exactly. Which actually has meaning and it's a bad meaning. Like, the current, the kid's name is just, like, neutral, I suppose.
We don't know. It could be in whatever language it's in. It could be its own separate language.
It's like you've never seen a number.
No, I'm saying whatever order, they've put stuff in an order, right? And it could be a secret language that the millionaires speak, that like the rich Hollywood elite are all speaking that we don't know about. And it could be a very funny joke that we don't know about. It could be like the common people are shit or something.
Well,
and they're all laughing
at
it.
That's Greek. The middle name's Greek. E.
He's not sure about it because afterwards he's like,
is it?
That's how you pronounce it.
But
that's a like letter of that alphabet. But that could form the part of like a billionaire alphabet, I suppose. I feel like that would be as funny.
They would love to have their own alphabet, the billionaires. But
they would. I feel like they wouldn't. I think they'd be furious at them for making it that public.
Yeah. Or if the name was like, they'll never know. They'll never figure it out or something.
I suppose. And that's what people do often with like any secret society. They enjoy alluding to it in public because then they get to wink at their mates.
And yeah, feel pretty totally.
Good being part of the secret society. If you never allude
tunnel
to it.
In Europe? Like, have you seen the opening ceremony to that?
To the tunnel?
To the tunnel?
It's like tunnel between like Germany and Switzerland.
Is this like the tunnel at Splendor? You know, on the Saturday night, it's like there's a party in a tunnel or somewhere. I've never been to it. But everyone talks about it. And they're like, we're going tunnel.
You've had some experiences at Splendor.
What?
Interviewed Little Yachty and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Crazy.
I mean, yeah. He was all right. He wasn't in the tunnel.
No.
But they say there's like a tunnel, and it's exclusive tunnel. There's something about tunnels and wealth and like exclusivity.
What I'm thinking is there's a tunnel where you walk. It's like sponsored by Powerade, and it's spraying water, and you walk through it to get cold. That's not what you mean, though.
What?
Where's that? Splendor. It's quite hot.
Really?
Yeah, like they'll have like a bit of it. Maybe they spray sponsored by Milo or Powerade. They don't spray the Powerade. It's just sponsored.
It'd be so sticky.
Yeah, and then you walk through and it's like, woo!
Dust, yeah. Water.
They don't put the thing it's sponsored by in the thing. No one knows what numbers are. People aren't familiar with the idea of sponsoring
tunnel,
something.
So there's a tunnel and you at a music festival and you walk through and... How long's the tunnel? I've never seen this in my time.
And it goes for maybe 30 metres or something.
These
it's pretty short.
Two tunnels I haven't heard about in this festival.
No one's having a party in the morning.
Dude, everyone's talking tunnel and you've just waltzed through.
Yeah, I was this tunnel.
Above ground.
Above ground.
But then, point is, you were at, you weren't there at the opening ceremony, but you had observed it.
Yeah, the opening ceremony of this tunnel, like, and you can watch it on YouTube and it's like all these like goat horn satanic imagery and stuff like that.
In the broadcast.
Yeah, and there's a lot of theories going around that this is like the global elite putting it in your face, that they have, like, using different signifiers of power and stuff like that.
Totally.
Do you know anyone in the global elite?
That'd be sick. Like, how many people do you think away from us?
Like the 6 degrees of separation thing. Yeah.
If that's true, then that means we're six people away from knowing someone.
So, like,
I reckon we're three.
I reckon...
What?
We're pretty in Australia. Like we're pretty
high up there.
We're pretty high up in terms of knowing people that know the people.
You got the business card of Richard Wilkins.
Exactly.
That's true.
He's not in it, but he's one away.
He's probably one away from the global.
How about this? Let me go.
He's been on Epstein's island.
Yeah.
I'm not saying he did anything on there, but he's.
He went for a look. He was doing an interview.
Yeah.
A Channel 9 gossip interview.
60 Minutes in Heaven.
20
is
years
he
in.
On 60 Minutes?
No. He's but like a gossip, a gossipy still. Dude. What about this? Wilkins?
Sorry, Richard.
I'm doing my 3 degree. I know Wilkins.
Is that defamationable?
What?
To imply someone's a pedophile? Absolutely. Yeah, man.
No, I mean, he's just been on the island. I've been on many islands. Doesn't mean I partake in the culture.
Yeah.
All right, so you know.
Okay, wait.
I
go Wilkins. Wilkins knows... he's good friends with Nicole Kidman.
Yeah. Oh, they're
that's
the
what I mean.
Elite,
you reckon Nicole Kidman's in
and
the global
Tom
elite?
Cruise.
I don't reckon.
No, she's on. She's married to. She was married to Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise.
Also, oh, you reckon she got kicked out because
I reckon
they didn't
she was
like her. Tom, his people
I think
didn't
she,
like her,
and she had
she
some like
too.
Australian charm. She was down to earth. Mm. She was a good girl.
She's one away as well. I reckon. I don't think she's in the global elite.
She was a good girl.
She's a good girl.
Not Nicole. You can't have
Keith
her in
Urban.
The
there's probably different types of elites. Like there's like a country elite. Like
that's why
they turn up in pickup trucks.
Yeah.
Well, absolutely, there's different brand. But then it's a matter of who gets in. And then the question though is, how many people, first of all, are in the elite? But also, is that the top most powerful people? Or the most powerful people look down at, like, the people that do the goats and everything?
The goats?
Like, oh, my God, it's so pathetic. Like the best billionaires are, like, just living their lives and maybe just have, like, normal parties. And at the party, like, they're kind of just being relaxed. But they're like, oh, by the way, can you hook up my son and, like, just invade that country because it would help?
Oh.
His company or something, and they're like, yeah, for sure, but then they go back to being normal. But below that, there's a rung of people that are, like, still very rich but not as powerful, and they're, like, got goat's ears on, and they're let's do a ceremony
and
where
they're on their hands and knees, like,
totally
licking the floor or whatever.
And they're trying to impress the top people, I feel like. They're like, where, see, like the stories say. And it's like, oh, it's kind of like the 80s to be doing that.
Too much, you know.
It's level one elite.
Well, it's like... In stand-up, there's, like, circles. You wouldn't expect the top tier of people all to hang out with each other. There's, like, different scenes.
Could you rank the top tier?
Who's the elite of
in
comedy?
Jerry
Seinfeld probably is in that top tier for sure.
So he would have a bunch of, like, friends from that he came up with and, like, people that like doing clubs in New York.
Yeah. It's hard to say who he came up with, though. He kind of seems like on his own.
Well,
or
he
do
was
you know?
George, Kramer, and Elaine. I think that was his group.
Yeah. Who are you guys? Well, I mean, Elaine.
Elaine, of course. Sheila Pop Brown. Very funny.
What is that
and you know, people
even,
don't yeah. actually like when I say this, but I really like Joey as well. Like, it came up with him as well.
Yeah, I guess he would be the elite of stand up. But he.
Different scenes. Yeah. I get it.
It's East Coast, West Coast. Friends Seinfeld.
It's East Manhattan, West Manhattan.
Yeah. I reckon. Yeah, that Seinfeld would be at the top.
But he wouldn't be friends with, for example, I don't know. This is an impression of me on the Seinfeld set. I call it the enemies. Yeah, cool, man. Yeah.
So you think he wouldn't be friends with you, like, with your, like a Chris. So no, he's friends with Chris Rock.
He's friends with the Chris Rock.
Yeah, but again, similar kind of. They overlap, you know, we see them in interviews and we think they're friends, but they're probably, you know.
He's good friends with Bill Cosby.
Ooh.
Seinfeld.
Jerry. Yeah, I remember Seth Rogen bringing up, like, Cosby in the Jerry Seinfeld interview and then Seinfeld's, like, awkward about it.
That is a weird episode.
I mean, it's pretty awkward.
Yeah, and he's like, but I saw him on.
Order, everyone. I declare these grams to be awkward. For all his mates, how are you supposed to look your wife in the eye and say you're mates with this bloke after all this crazy shenanigans?
He stood by him, though. I think maybe Letterman or some late night show that were like, can you separate Cosby, the man, and the comedian? And Jerry's like, absolutely. I can still watch Cosby stuff and love it.
I mean, that's a level of standing up, isn't it?
And
I still feel like he's not standing with it, like.
No.
In prison being like, I think, get him out of here. Like, that's...
getting to the stage.
Comedians in cars, but through the prison glass.
Comedians in bars.
comedians behind bars.
What car would he get coffee? Him? You know, he picks a car. What car do you pick a man who's locked in a box?
Hot Wheels.
What slides it through the little gap?
There we are, mate.
Yeah, anyway, Cosby shouldn't have done that stuff.
Well, he stood by
Kramer. Put that at the front of the episode.
Cosby shouldn't have done
guys,
that.
So, guys, we talk about Bill Cosby.
There's a trigger warning. We talk about Jerry Seinfeld's love for Bill Cosby. Did you watch his special?
No, not yet.
Yeah.
Have you?
I watched the first minute and I've got some opinions. No, really? I don't. No, but it's pretty cool. He jumps out of a helicopter into...
Oh, my God.
I'm not even joking, into Hudson River. Is that what it's called in New York? And it's him.
See,
it's
that's global elite stuff.
Like. He is.
The camera focuses in on him and you're like, it's a stunt guy. And you're like, oh, no, that's Jerry Seinfeld in a wetsuit. And he just falls out of the helicopter into the river. You've seen this?
Nodding. No, I've watched it. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, did you like it?
It is him, right?
I mean, yeah, it's him. And then in the credits, I don't think this is too much of a spoiler.
Come on.
They show him, like, training for it in, like, an Olympic pool, jumping off, like, a 10-meter board.
That's crazy.
What do you mean training? You just fall in the water.
Oh, you have to fall from pretty high. I've been up a 10-meter diving board and gone.
Oh, big man.
No. And then climbed right back down the ladder. Small man.
Clung to the end of the diving board.
Have you ever seen someone on a diving board when, you know, the Olympic ones, and because they bounce quite a lot and there's a lot of, like, give in them, and they just mistime the, like, momentum and they just slip and fall?
And then they hit, yeah. Oh.
Truly humiliating.
That's scary.
Sounds painful.
I went on that a few times. I was scared of those as well. But point is.
Did you bounce?
Remember when Jared did a backflip?
Jerry?
Jared did a backflip. Not Jerry
talking
Seinfeld.
Talking about our friend Jared. It's like talking about Jerry Seinfeld's film. I'm like, whoa. That must be in the director's commentary.
Yeah, you're allowed
to talk about mates on this podcast.
Yeah, of course. Have you got, who do you want to, you got friends?
No.
Yeah. No?
Just
talk. What have you been doing? Because I haven't been, I haven't kept in touch. I feel bad about, this is WTF, we've got beef, dude.
The last time we talked was when I was asking you about jewel pods.
Oh, yeah. I've been out of the jewel game.
Are you? Are you back on analog or not?
I've had a few analogs, yeah.
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 Tabachi.
But I mean, like, yeah, what have you been doing?
I've just been like a homebody kind of, you know what I mean? Like just pottering around the house doing like yoga with Adrienne. I've been doing gardening with Costa, cooking
really?
With every mates.
Yeah, they're mates.
Yeah.
They are friends.
Is someone's phone gone?
No. There's nothing happening.
Can you hear beeping? There's some sort of. Oh,
I think it's a low hum.
Yeah, yeah, there's like, a low hum.
That's actually mic four.
That's
mic four listening in.
Do you think you will keep some of this homebodiness?
Yeah,
afterwards?
For sure. That's what I've been thinking about a lot. Is like how much of this will actually change people. But I like being at home. I used to never like it. Like, just like touring was so good. Like, you
but
just
also
like
I feel like
a set of problems at home, and then you can leave them in like a month. You know, you can get away from them.
Yeah. Oh yeah, time. But now you're solving the problems.
Yeah,
I think also you think of home. Well, I mean, wherever you live, yeah, you're just not there enough to like create a homely vibe, so you don't bother with certain things. So it's always just a bit shit to be there because you don't have everything, and you're like, ugh.
I, without like any hesitation in saying, just despising every moment of it. I think it's terrible.
You hate being at home.
Yeah, and I don't like it. Also, today they were like, they might bring back gatherings of 10.
Yeah.
At houses. And also, and everyone's like,
five at houses, 10 at businesses, I think.
Oh,
so
okay,
if you want to do some business next weekend, I think.
I call my social time the business. No, but okay, that makes more sense. Because I was like, why is everyone getting so excited? I reckon I could count on the number of times on my hand, the amount of times I've had more than 10 people in my house.
Mm.
That seems like that's a party.
Oh, totally. Yeah. To be honest,
10 is so many.
I would push back on that because I think that's an awkward amount. Because I think if you, 10 is a party. So it's like if you don't invite people, they're pissed off. You're allowed to have, like we're allowed to hang out. You're allowed to go out with a handful of people and you don't owe everyone you know a fucking invitation.
Yeah.
But you do if you have 10 around, I think.
10 is, it already gives me like anxiety thinking about it.
Like you should start a business where you can hire just like 3 dudes. Like you just want 7 people at your house party, but then other friends will be like, you only got 7. Can we pop over?
Can we have 3?
Nah, I got the 3 blokes that we hired.
We're the 3 guys.
So the 3 take go. A photo, but like gloss over them a little bit, like blur them. It's like, who are those 3 guys?
Oh, we're guns for hire.
The 3 blurry boys is your business idea. And
we can be the boys.
Well, this is
I'd love to be the boys.
So many parties.
This is just after you're like, yeah, I'm actually more of a homebody now. Like, you and then you're like, how about we start a business where we go to parties with people we don't even know?
With money. You're a notorious social butterfly, though, Aaron. Before all this, you were out all the time.
Do you reckon?
I always would feel like you were out and about, talking to people, mingling, networking,
but
partying.
But both of you as well. We'd see each other at the same places.
We would, we'd run into each other a lot. Yeah.
I mean, it is.
That's why I know this.
People outdoors taking photos, being like, everyone's outside. It's like, well, you're taking the photo. Like, you are one.
I was in the photo.
How'd you get the photo?
Yeah, exactly.
As you're flying a throne.
I paid 3 blurry boys to go out. I wanted blurry photos, but they all came back too clear.
Gee, that could be a bit.
That's
I mean,
3-star Google review on your new business.
Post all of this, Corona, there is money to be made.
Yeah.
There's no denying it.
In what do you mean? Oh, in new businesses or?
New business.
Mm.
And so 3 blurry boys could work. Like it could work, but there also could be more opportunities to do some other things. I don't know what yet, but I think the conventional ways of making money through comedy, as we all is gone probably.
Forever.
Not forever, but I think for
the
a while.
Time being, yeah, you miss it. Stand up.
Yes.
A lot.
Hard on the hand.
I mean, you were just saying.
Oh, no, come on. Let's not out. Don't out me like this.
You just said
you think
you're
it's right
home.
Now, like you're talking into a mic on a mic stand. Is it kind of good?
Can I say
like
all I
want to
do? All I want to do is pick up this mic stand and cast it like a fishing rod.
Yeah, which is a bit of an insight into your process. There is that you start with like the action with the mic and like work backwards.
I always do that though. I start with the.
You do an act out.
Yeah, like, you know me, a physical dude.
Oh, what am I doing here? You're like, what can I do with that voice? I was at the.
All right, so I'm at the fish and chip shop,
and I'm like, okay.
Yeah, that's kind. And then I've got the rod.
That's a crazy. Process.
Bang! I'm back in doing. Yeah, so yeah, it's kind of different. But hey, I think you'd argue it's working.
I guess some people
it's working
would
for me.
Do that, like you know, like Jim Carrey movies. He'd be like doing like some weird face. It's like, how do I make a whole arc for this.
And someone who's really
how do
bad
I do a 2-hour
and
they're like, feature film?
Dude,
he just in the mirror one day and he paints, like, puts avocado on his face. It's a big green. He's like, how do I get a 2-hour feature film? The mask is born.
Robert Downey Jr. accidentally caught with blackface. Like, come on, Tropic Thunder.
Yeah. He gets away with that. But if it came out that the whole film was written to justify it perfectly, which it does. Yeah. because it's like, oh, well, then that's not okay then.
Yeah. There'll be a lapse in movies and stuff as well. That's the other thing, because we're going to hit a point where nothing's been made. So at the moment we're on the back end of a lot of stuff that's been in production and made, but everything's been halted.
Mm.
So there's going to be a period with nothing.
I reckon they're going to start shooting again. Maybe it'll do some wonders for the Australian film industry.
Now, do you have any firm opinions on that?
I like the emphasis on firm.
Well,
I don't want any fucking shaky opinions here. Anything half-formed, I don't want to hear it. I want to hear...
Here's me looking you dead in the eyes and saying that maybe...
Could you do it in the microphone, though,
maybe
please?
Maybe America will be shut down for longer than Australia. And then America will be like, that? What are we going to watch?
Gotcha.
Crocodile Dundee.
Yeah, Outback. The Three Blurry Boys.
I'll
three
show
blurry.
You what's
we've got a film
going on.
Yeah, the movie.
Screen Australia, if you're listening, we've got some ideas. Three Blurry Boys at the start of the film. We're blurry at the end.
We learn how to use the focus on the camera.
Because it would be blurry. It sounds like you're just justifying it after you've sent it through. It's like, what's this? Is the coming of age film? You said, yeah, the Three Blurry Boys.
I mean, I wonder what percentage of movies were made like
blurry
from on the spot.
Dude, actually, most films are blurry. They just don't get to fucking scream it. Do you know that 99% of films are actually blurry? That's some guy at a party who always has some weird fact.
It's like when someone at a party is talking about, what's it, like the blue-orange effect or something, that like every movie poster is blue and orange. Have you heard that?
Oh, that rings a bell, but yeah, not really.
It's like every – and it's, I don't think it's true, but there is probably some truth in it. It's like the blue-orange color scheme, and every movie poster is of that because they've worked out it's the most eye-catching.
It's pretty good, yeah.
Yeah.
I remember doing market research with that.
Research.
As in, I went into a, like, for $50 or something, you go in and sometimes you sit around a table and they ask you questions. Have you ever done this, micro research, as a participant? But one time I
went
in.
Is it worth the money? Is it easy work? You love your opinion. Like, because you do this for free.
You love your opinions.
No, but you do this for free anyway. You're always just asking people to informate, gather data.
I'm less interested in those things, in my opinion, and more interested, but I am interested in the process.
Yeah, you're starting arguments in the market research.
It did happen. Once I went with, early days, I went with a friend of mine from school who I would always argue with. That was like our...
like dynamic.
Dynamic. And, yeah, we had to deny knowing each other. But then, like...
To get in.
Yeah, because four of us out of the six knew each other, and it was about... They're interviewing high school kids about perceptions of different universities. And, yeah, we just started, like, you know, full-on arguing, which, like, we were very comfortable with because it happened all the time. But, like, the woman there that was running the thing was, like, these two randoms. They've, like,
oh, no.
It's like, guys, I mean, we can let it simmer. And we're like, it's fine. What the fuck did you mean by that?
Wow. Did you float that to him as being, like, this is a fun thing we could do as friends?
No, it was completely real. Like, we were... Oh, as in,
oh, you needed the money.
Oh, no, in terms of going. Yeah, no, it was just like a good way to make some money. Yeah, it's fun. But point is, I went in once and they measure your eyes. And, what?
Okay. Go on. They measure your eyes.
Also, also I want to
like
say.
Race-based.
Yeah, exactly. And they said, you look great. So that's just what some market research firm said. So. But, also, no, I don't go in there to share my opinions because sometimes I feel like, you know, they're using the data for, like, you know, corporate greed or whatever. Like, I don't want to sign up for that. So sometimes I'll say the opposite opinion. So, for example.
Oh, you're trying to.
Dude, you're trying
to change the system from the inside.
But imagine a product's totally failing. Yeah. That's because you. Just...
Totally. But then that's what happens sometimes. They just blow it on the. In school, actually, there was. I went once to, like, taste burgers and there was a guy at my school who, like, had the in with this company and he would just get everyone from school. So like 90% of a room full of like 50 teen boys were like all guys that you knew and you had to pretend not to know anyone because everyone was like making some money.
Yeah.
And like, yeah, people would just fuck around and like write whatever and it's like KFC's just pushing out burgers based on that. Like 50, that counts as like 500,000 people, you know what I mean? Like they extrapolate a lot from that data. So you really can They're banking on opinions of people.
But do they still do that now? Or they just use cookie data? I feel like that's a thing that's gone,
cookie
right?
Cookie data.
What's cookie data?
It's like the data, you know, you, the cookies.
Online.
Yeah, yeah, you know, online. You're clicking and there's around. Data, yeah. And it's you know, you click the cookie.
But in these, they ask you very specific questions about perception that you still probably wouldn't be able to deduce from data. You could get some things from online data and stuff, maybe particularly the eye stuff that I was talking about. I mean, I would go to a lot of websites that say the white people's eyes are the best ones.
Are they the best? No. Who's got the best eyesight?
That was more of a callback than eyesight. You think, like Asian eye jokes, you thought the whole time has been about the eyesight.
No, but who does have the, there'd be, someone's got the best eyesight.
In the world, yeah. Like a person.
Mm. Yeah. Mm. Like how good is it? Because I've got bad eyesight. I'm wearing contact lenses.
Mm.
I would kill to have.
I guess 2020, it's like.
Yeah,
upper limit.
That's what. Okay.
Hindsight is 50-50. I mean 20.
No, hang on. Oh, you think that there's a limit, but then still there'd be a few people with. I met a guy with really good eyesight, but he was quite small and like had a very thin and pointy face. He flew off actually. When I was...
Way to make a mockery of my serious question.
Did he start a chip company?
You've started a chip company.
So this guy with the good eyesight and the pointy face, he went on to start Frozen Chip Company.
A frozen chip company?
His name's Bird's Eye.
I thought you were alluding to, oh, McCain, he's done it again. Oh my God, I suppose I have done it again.
You thought you were McCain?
I thought I was McCain. Like, that's a very roundabout way of complimenting me.
Forget Cashman, the name's McCain. Why didn't, when John McCain was in politics, use that as his slogan?
Well, because he hadn't done it the first time.
So if he was going for his
if he
re-ran, term,
if he wins, he's like, I've got the second election down pat if you let me get in the first one.
If I
will
was
not
John
lose.
McCain and I won the second time, that would be the first thing I'd think.
Of course.
You know, as soon as I won.
Totally.
You'd roll in. You'd be like, that would be your promise to your electorate. Like, if you give me one term, I guarantee I'll do the eight.
Imagine
I've got something up my sleeve.
10 months of campaigning, which is hard work. You know, you see these campaigns. They work like, you know, 20 hours a day.
In the tour bus a lot, I see.
The tour bus. And then you finally win an election, one of the most intense things a person could be put through, and then now you're the president, and for like every day of that, that's even more crazy. There's so much responsibility, you get decision fatigue, it's like so intense. You see the photos of how much they age during that process, like it's awful. 4 years of that, and then you have to campaign again, another, not quite as hard this time, but still very hard.
Yeah.
5 months probably of just every day, and it's insane. And then you win finally, and you're like, oh, and you get ready, and then you think of it, and you go up and you're ready to say it, and you're like, oh, Bird's Eye, I'm off.
John McCain said, because you're so tired.
Yeah. Oh, John McCain, I'm John McCain. Oh.
Decision fatigue. I've never experienced decision fatigue.
Mm.
Does that happen? You get too.
What are you talking about? So you've never had like just too many options, like option paralysis?
Oh, no, once again, I'm always limited with options.
Wait, so you're? Do you think you're a good decision maker?
No, not really. Oh,
see,
so
I'm
you don't
not
get
sure.
exhausted thinking about the. What?
No, it's more like it can be a bit stressful, but like I wouldn't get exhausted. I think it's always obvious. Mm. I think you always know, like. You just, whatever you think the first time, I think it's generally 90% of the time the right thing.
The trouble here is that it's similar to headaches. When people whinge about a headache, I never know whether they're like, it's really bad and then like got a higher pain threshold than me maybe, or they're just being a wuss.
No one would have a higher pain threshold than you.
I'm pretty tough.
That's what I mean, yeah.
Yeah, totally. Thank you for that. Appreciate it.
No, it's happy to. I just think it's, yeah, you should.
You got to note it. But I'm not sure whether, have you just lived a life where you haven't had a big decision, or are you just very good at making the decisions?
Yeah, maybe I haven't had a serious enough decision that it's hurt my head.
I'm not sure. Maybe you've just like had obvious ones so far. What about you?
I mean, people ask me Coke or Pepsi, and I think, oh, do I answer now or later?
You're bringing up binaries you're confused between that aren't even in the question.
Yeah. Coke or Pepsi, well, yeah, anyway. I'd pick Coke. Oh, pick no. Coke? I think I'd pick Pepsi.
You'd pick Pepsi. You'd pick Pepsi.
So you no decision paralysis.
I'm not sure.
You'd refer to the data at hand.
What?
Yeah, you're good at making graphs.
Yeah.
No, but that doesn't
That's
help.
Actually worse because sometimes it's just the gut instinct.
And the gut's important. Like, I always think the gut is, you know, it's an important part of the body. Like, you know, I feel
Julia
like
Enders.
I feel like on SBS they're always doing TV shows about the gut, gut health. But I think if you listen
people
to
people love
gut,
that, like when a saying's been going for ages and they're like, but actually there's something. Oh, yeah. Trust totally. Your gut.
Apparently, do you reckon the gut's smarter the than the brain?
To try and get the thing popping off? Like if you had a new...
they invented it like 500 years ago so like our grandchildren could make TV shows about it.
Well, not that. I mean, that's... not that long term. Oh, my God. But like what if we, to you know, promote the Blurry Boys, we get on TikTok, like, in the comments being like, that shit's so blurry. Oh, that shit's so blurry.
Fucking hell.
And then people be like, that's it's blurry. And then it's like, oh, we've got Blurry Boys ready. Like, we filmed it.
Man, I'm...
like, but then oh. Some kids make Blurry Boys in like 5 seconds.
Like, they do it better than
it's
us.
It's blurrier.
Fuck.
So you think to get famous, all you have to say is, that shit's so blurry.
No.
You think that's a viral sensation?
But that kind of is on TikTok.
It catches on. It doesn't go viral, but like people start saying it's so blurry. There's never been any content that's blurry
yet. I challenge you to start that.
I reckon, can I say something? Cut to us, the three of us on the Conan couch sitting there. He turns to us and he's like, say it, boys. And we're like, that shit's so blurry.
It's so blurry.
Crowd goes crazy.
Oh, shit, I can't see them in high definition, but I know the definition of blurry is cool.
So what context are people using blurry? Blurry is a standard.
I mean,
like,
it's
kind of like wavy, I think. It's kind of like, oh, it's like chill.
I reckon
like,
it's like when...
But waves, they signify chill. But
yeah, blur is like, we can't see, but we're fine. You know what I mean? Like,
I reckon it's when you're underappreciated. When you say something that you like and then people don't buy into it, but then they do later on. Like you're ahead of your time.
I don't think it can be anything negative. It needs to be something in comments.
No, like
oh, shit.
So you say a funny joke and it doesn't get enough from us, and then you go to your own joke, that shit's so blurry, and then afterwards everyone's like, yeah, it was, sorry man, we didn't give you enough.
Totally. Okay, so it's about like confusion.
Yeah, or I don't want to say confusion,
it just needs to be like sexy or something.
So it's just hot.
That's just so blurry.
Yeah, like I wish.
Is that your sexy voice?
Yeah. pussy.
Oh my God.
I wonder if that happens, like, because certain genres of radio we associate with a certain generation. So, like, the Love guy, who's the guy who does a very deep voice and does love song like, dedications?
Richard Mercer.
Richard Mercer, yes. And he's like, thank you for sending in your.
He's in the elite for sure. Like.
No, he's not. Are you
serious? He's on $120,000 contract
at
SEA.
But that level of, like, that's quite. That's for like older people and kind of always has been during my life. So I think of it as kind of like, yeah, for like a 60-year-old or whatever. And they're kind of using old timey terminology and like it's all a bit lame, but like it's cute. But in the future, like in decades to come, we're going to be older than the demographic that's aimed at. So we're going to be quite old and they're going to be using terms in that are kind of new to us. So it's going to be like, oh, introducing this new song. Thank you for writing in this new track. It's called That Shit's So Blurry. This goes out to you, Veronica. And we're going to be like, blurry? What's blurry? Well, we're not going to be because we invented it.
I mean, we could expand. I see this movies, songs, TV shows, like albums. I don't think it's just a one. The Blurry Boys, I don't think it's just limited to one.
No, kind totally. Of.
No.
I reckon
we write the song.
Yeah.
I think if you did tomorrow, if we do like a kind of a rap video, which is shot pretty good with a pretty good song called "This Shit's So Blurry."
I'm not doing.
Can you zoom? Yeah, can you zoom me in?
But it's everyone's blurry in it, so it's like in the same way that 1-4 maybe cover their faces like with bandanas.
I think we're gonna get panned online.
No, it will be like. Stupid and kind of like, but it'll be a new, it's just a new playing with the form, like something. I've never seen anything blurry deliberately.
What do you mean? I've seen so many things now. Have you never seen someone censor genitals in a movie?
Yeah, like, but that's they've never used that and made
that's
it cool.
So blurry.
It actually is blurry. It's actually a correct use of the phrase because it is blurry. So that's not actually the new version of the word. Can I have a beer?
Oh, yeah. Do you want one, Jenny?
No, I'm good, thank you. No worries. That's fresh.
Thank you.
Korean.
Yeah. Did you pick those beers?
I was just at the bottle shop, yeah. So cool. I zipped in, showed the face.
Do you boys floss?
I'm not a flosser, no. I haven't flossed. I've never flossed, no.
Do you floss, Tom?
I think out of fear, like though.
See, this is how I get away with not flossing.
Is you seem like you floss.
Wait, are you talking? Can I quickly clarify? We're talking teeth.
Yeah.
I'm talking dance moves.
Really?
See, this is what it's going to be like with the blurry thing. Because it'll be like, is that? And they're not going to know which
one. Hey, that's blurry. That's not blurry.
Yeah, oh, but it's the new way that people are.
I've,
your dad's going to be like, oh, this is blurry. You're going to be like, shut up, dad. Just
shut the fuck up, dad. You don't even know what blurry is. You're using blurry in its real term.
Opaque.
And then you start saying opaque. And then your dad's like, blur. And you're like, that was last year. Now it's all about being opaque.
You flossing?
Teeth.
You flossing teeth?
No, I'm not.
What are you thinking about getting into it?
That was one of my questions in the car. There's so much time now. You may as well floss.
I don't have that much time. I don't know what. Like, everyone's talking about time. I don't have time.
What have you been doing?
Flat chat. Like, I mean, it just goes.
Yeah, but
the day goes so quick.
I guess you still have, like.
Man, I've got some news for you. Time's moving at the same rate as it always has.
No, I feel quicker. I think it's one of the other corona
things. The world's blurry.
They're not. I just realized the days are just gone. I don't know what's happening.
Yeah, with what? What you wake up? What time? You wake up early. You're
early.
Like seven.
Try to go for a walk, maybe a run.
Yeah.
And then come back, and then before I know it, it's 2 PM.
No.
Yeah, I lose a bit of time.
That's long. Maybe you got to cut down your run.
No.
From 8 hours. No. Yeah. Maybe like
I do your classic one. Run. I run to Katoomba and back. Downhill. The way home's definitely a lot easier. Yeah.
Downhill.
Down mountain.
Down the mountain. No, I know. I come home and then, I mean, it's probably 8 a.m. or 9 a.m.
Yeah, that's the start of my day.
Yeah, well, essentially it's the start of my day. And then I sit at my desk and attempt to write. In my head, I'm nostalgic to a time where I used to write comedy 10 hours a day that just never, ever happened. But I sit down at my desk thinking that that's what I'll do and then don't do it.
Mm.
So you're craving structure, kind of.
Well, I bought a desk chair from Officeworks and it changed my life.
That's always the first step.
Yeah, before I was just sitting on the floor trying to write.
Oh.
But I think that it's pointless to write right now because you have nothing to write for. There's like no, it's like almost doing a meaningless task.
Mm.
No one's paying you to write. No one wants to.
Well, there's some offers on the table. No, I'm trying to write long-term stuff that I've.
Do as stand-up when it all comes.
No, not, I'm not writing stand-up.
Oh.
No. I'm writing just like ideas.
Scripts and stuff like
yeah,
that.
Stuff that I've always really meant to do that I've just never got around to doing.
That's pretty good. I've told myself.
Also, I'm writing
Funny Kitchen 3.
I'm writing the great American novel.
Oh.
Yeah. The great one.
Yeah, the great one. It's called On the Road, Cleveland Street. Nah.
On the Road, Cleveland Street. Oh, no.
On the Road. Look, and then the, in what's that? Brackets. That's odd, colon, Cleveland Street.
Cleveland Street, yeah.
Tokyo Drift.
Yeah, it's a sequel.
Okay, it's pretty good.
Making more on the road.
Look, the publishers are very excited. I haven't shown them any pages yet.
Schindler's List 2. Sorry?
Yeah, what? Sorry?
I said, anyway.
You're writing the second Schindler's List?
Yeah, I am. They got me to do it. Hey, guys, so we're going to open up a factory.
What are you working on?
I wrote a script called Bergerman.
Bergerman?
Yeah, it's a... Nordic noir type.
Really?
Mm.
Does it involve burgers?
No.
Men?
Yep.
Couple. Wow.
Couple. Couple of the blokes.
Okay.
What about you, Tom?
I mean, I haven't been writing anything. I think I've told myself that I don't need to be doing stuff like that, or shouldn't feel like I'm I'm required to in a scary time. It's getting a bit less scary now though. So I feel like excuses kind of
all they've away. Done. Yeah. I walk outside now. All they've done. It's just restaurants and bars are closed. That's the only difference to life. Yeah.
Or the streets are quieter.
And different.
Yeah, they know. Fair is fair. They are quieter. Like, in my novel, Cleveland Street, I
yeah. You're referring it's a big to chapter three.
Although chapter three, the quiet street.
I hit traffic today.
That's annoying.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing about, and that's what I was thinking about when you were saying that you're going to be more of a homebody. I think after this, it might ramp up kind of slowly, but everyone is going to be pretty keen to go out. And I think most people will become more social than they were ever, maybe. And then it's a matter of after that, whether people come back down to where they were, or whether that takes them and they become even more
social.
Do you
think there will be a long-lasting collective change?
Wow.
I think there will be...
Aaron, honestly, that was great.
Thanks, sir.
Because I haven't thought about that at all.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
I thought that'd be the first thing you thought about.
No, I was more the now, the present day. Mm. To think to the future, that's too
You're
much.
A survivalist.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm every one step in front of the other.
You know when people have said that they're like, I've been social distancing for 3 years. So I was okay.
Yeah, losers. Why admit to being... It's like when people say, my best friend's my mum. It's like, don't admit to that.
I mean, it's like, it's cool to admit, but even then, not great. Like, maybe just don't say it. But those people are kind of, I suppose, saying that they, in their past...
Yeah, that shit's not blurry approved.
That shit ain't blurry. I can see it clear. And I don't like it. Oh, dear. Maybe too much of that voice.
No, I like that voice. It's like Cat Williams.
Yeah. I mean, it was fun to do a few times, but it's now grating on even me. But point is...
when you hate it yourself.
But, so a lot of people have done that in the past and they've got social isolating in their past. I've actually got it in my future because I plan to commit a horrible crime.
Wait, turn that... What? Turn the microphone off.
I'm gonna do What's something awful crime? And then be put in prison. So I'm gonna be socializing.
Cool.
Not
yeah,
socializing.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be social distancing in the future.
There's a bit of socializing.
Yeah, yeah. You'll be very social.
Do you think you'd do well in prison?
I've thought about this, and I think the only so you've got a few shots.
Do you reckon
at
they
it.
Like graphs down in?
I was gonna
water?
Say yeah. You do the graph of the nicest inmates to the least nicest inmates.
Yeah, exactly. The guy who rapes you is at the bottom. No one's, that'll show it.
No one's raping you because they want to get higher on the list. You're doing the power rankings.
I'm the only guy behind bar graphs.
How many graphs I show correlated with how many times I get punched.
Exactly. And looking at the first month, yes, there is a correlation. I'm going to stop it. I had to be sure.
What would your move be?
I think that my move would be to be so, because obviously I mean, none of us are really the kind of guy to be in there, but certainly with, I would say that of me, you'd have to play into that and be kind of a bit crazy, I think, and be a bit like.
No.
And like.
No.
Not, but as in like crazy in a very dweeby, like just, not what? Crazy aggressive, but like try and lean into the fact that you shouldn't be there. And then hope that everyone kind
it's
of like.
It's so weird that I'm here.
Well, not.
Guys, I mean, like, 1 minute I was just out, and then now I'm here. Like, I don't know
like
what's happening.
You're at a party with, like, real fancy meals, like, me.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know either.
It's not that they deserve to be there, and I don't. Oh, God. But I'm more just like in terms of toughness, I would be very scared for my physical safety because it's just there's less rules in there.
But that would look out for you.
How do you think Weinstein's surviving prison, like, is offering the other inmates roles and stuff like that?
Exactly.
I still have some sort of pull.
Exactly. Like, come on.
My brother's in the industry.
I will admit, most people are off me. That's cool.
They probably put him in charge of like the theatre production, the local jail theatre, and he's just back to square one.
Yeah.
If you suck me off, I'll give you the lead.
And then he becomes the king. It's wow, he really does do it in every kind of simulation.
Back. Yeah,
he becomes a movement in the prison.
He gets me too. Man, like, you've got to be bad to get me too'd in prison.
He's like, you come to my cell after 11 o'clock tonight. Maybe we can make something happen. I would be, because I was thinking about if I was in politics, I'd be the government whip.
Oh, going
and
around.
I think, and yeah, and I think I'd be semi-similar in prison.
You'd be a gossip. What's the whip? It would be drama.
I think because it'd be like early, you'd have power in gossip, but you'd probably also meet an untimely end.
My understanding of whip in a casual way, just from TV shows, is it's the person who kind of is across where everyone stands and kind of runs from office to office kind of getting a vibe. So they're kind of good at gossiping. And,
Well,
like, how many votes do you have if you're going to get the thing up? Like, we need 40 people. Yeah. 40 people are going to back me? He fucks off and goes, oh, so how you feeling about
that? No, but it's a proper position in politics they give it. And it's like, so if you're going to do
about
a leadership
a show called
charge,
the autistic whip?
So are you going to vote for Henry or not vote for Henry? You go back. He said he will not vote for Henry. Oh, but how did he say it? Like, what do you think actually? Like,
he
from
said
reading?
It loud. Wow. That's gonna pop on there.
Oh yeah, that's popping.
That's the only thing.
Oh, you're on low battery.
Oh shit, wait, I'm
That's working.
It worked.
Yeah, no, it stopped for 1 second.
Do you want to wrap it up then?
Oh right. Yeah, okay. Yeah,
anything else you want to say?
No.
So none of you floss. That's the final.
I do it once a month.
No, I just want to know though.
I do it once a month.
I could ask you after the pod ends. Mm. But we're here now.
I'm going to give you the same answer, mate. I do it once a month.
That's crazy.
Okay, Mike's
How
off.
Often are you
I never
flossing?
Floss, dude. I never floss.
Why can I be real?
Thinking, like, it's what's the point of flossing? I think it's like a string industry. Like, no one uses string
anymore. I get it out with my teeth.
You don't get it out with your teeth.
No, I mean my That's tongue.
That
I mean
is. Dude,
I mean my tongue.
That's delusional. You are delusional.
No, I mean sometimes I'll just be my
Any
tongue.
Any other implement
me.
Would be crazy to say other than a
my
string
teeth.
To floss, but your own teeth, which are the things being flossed, is the most delusional thing to say. Is
yeah, I got it wrong, all right? Fuck. I mean my tongue, I wedge it in the gap sometimes.
You think that you're a bit more immune.
What?
And that you're kind of sorting yourself out in your mouth a little bit.
Ooh. I don't know. I don't think I ever got wisdom teeth. I think that's a separate conversation I'm bringing to the table. But
yes,
it
is.
Yeah,
it's
I
like
think
you're avoiding the question.
I feel I've got issues in my mouth.
Yeah.
With my teeth, I don't think I'm looking after them properly.
Oh right.
Yeah.
It was the opposite. I think flossing is good. That's my understanding. That it actually does.
Of course, it's good. A bit of fishing line in your teeth. What could go wrong?
Like better than I thought.
That's
like
a level one flossing.
It was pretty good.
Oh, I'll leave it there.
Did you want to I mean, no, we don't do that.
No.
We don't do that. Are you flossing? Delighted. Are you flossing? Hey, work me, love. Are you flossing? No, work me, love. It's good. Are you flossing? Yeah. Are you flossing? Are you flossing? Hey, watch me flow. Are you flossing? No, watch me flow. Let's go. Everywhere you go, you will see the flossing dance. It be international, you will see it in France. Flossing with my homies, I be flossing with the cops. Mm-hmm. Flossing on the block, mix it with that Millie Rock. Woo. I be flossing with suede, while I be drinking lemonade. Woo. Flossing, I'm about to get paid.